Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. You got WEEI afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. They'll talk to Tom E. Curran today at 3:30.
All right.
Let me get some answers about Robert Kraft and what he's selling, what he's getting back, why isn't Brady involved, et cetera, et cetera. We've discussed that at length today. If you're just tuning in, Robert Kraft deciding to sell 8% of the Patriots, not to Tom Brady, 5% to Dean Metropoulos. And another 3% to 6th Street, which also owns a portion of the Celtics. By the way, Bill Chisholm, speaking of the Celtics, will be introduced today.
How about that?
As the owner of the Celtics, which is just weird.
Busy day.
Very busy day. And I want to hear what comes out of that. I want to hear how much he's, like, all business terp back there.
Oh, yeah, it looks great.
Make sure you're peppering the crap out of this guy selling off every, especially with Tatum coming back. Tatum's like, I got a home date circled in mind. I'm coming back.
Circle the date.
And as you've been pointing out all week, Keith, since he did his media tour, you sold off half the team. Why'd you do that? Mm-hmm. Save a few bucks. Tatum's coming back. You could compete. But apparently they don't want to. So maybe we'll get some good answers out of Bill Chisholm later on today from All Business Terp and the rest of the crew down there. But I want to get into that comment from Steph Diggs. We got to learn how to win. We're 3 weeks in. It's a young team. Mike Vrabel just got here. Is that an acceptable way to brush aside some of the losses? As he said, they could be 3-0.
Yeah, I don't love that.
They could also be 0-3.
Yeah.
But he's choosing to look at it glass half full. We're young. We got to learn how to win. He actually referenced that Mike McDaniel comment from a couple of weeks ago. Remember when McDaniel
said, it's one day closer to death?
Yeah.
That one?
No. No, sorry, not that one.
That was the Mike McDaniel one I remember.
No, the one where he's like, to win, you got to not lose, or whatever it was.
You got to,
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
He referenced that.
Very deep.
He's like, I understood exactly what he was saying. He's like, I know people cooked him for it, but I understand exactly what he was saying.
I think right now it's
acceptable.
Okay.
I don't think it's acceptable.
Acceptable is maybe too strong.
I would say the good news and the positive is I don't see how it could be worse.
I think it's okay.
You're right. When I say the Mike McDaniel comment, there are actually quite a few.
But I do think there's really not a scenario where you could say something like that if you lose this weekend. If you're 1-3 with the loss to the Panthers, then I rule out any
three home games.
All
three losses would be at home against
three non-playoff teams.
Not good teams.
Yeah, they're all like average to bad. And so that's why I think right now I don't love that. I never love when a team is 1-2 and they say they could be 3-0, regardless of the sport. You're like, well, you're not, and you lost those games. I'm trying to stay positive.
Mike Vrabel yesterday was talking about all the winning snaps. Don't forget about the winning snaps we've had. It's like you guys are 1-2.
You lost to the Steelers and the Raiders, and this isn't the 70s. Like these teams aren't that good. So, no, that's frustrating. It would be the most frustrating, and it would be unacceptable if they do it after a Panthers game. They're 5.5-point favorites. They might not even have their best receiver. Bryce Young kind of stinks. Their defense stinks. It's a bad Carolina Panthers team. So if you lose to them, there's none of this talk. And, yeah, I'm not going to get them in trouble for saying that because they haven't done that yet. They got to win this game. But if you're 2-2 after four, following back-to-back four-win seasons. All right, take it.
I thought they'd be 3-1.
Yeah.
I believe you also thought they'd be 3-1.
I did.
If they win Carolina, it'll be the first game going into it that we got right, at least in my preseason view on it. I thought they'd beat the Raiders, lose in Miami, beat Pittsburgh. Once they lost
the
games Raiders.
Are all wrong, but we're all around it.
Honestly, this will be the fourth straight week I actually pick them week by week when they go against Carolina. But the reason I don't find that to be a satisfactory excuse, and look, you're in the locker room. You're trying to project, just like I'm sure Vrabel is, positivity. Let's not let it get away from us. Let's not let it snowball. We know the Bills are next week. This is a big game. We can't afford to lose this one. So let's be positive about it and try to spin it positive. I do understand that. And if that's what they're trying to do, fine. That's what they're trying to do. But they also spent a crap ton of money this offseason. They have an easy schedule. Just about all their games so far have been at home. They haven't won at home yet. And even if they are a young roster with a second-year quarterback and a first-year head coach, I don't think that's satisfactory to just say, well, we have a youthful team and there's not a lot of experience and, well, you got to chalk it up to learning how to win. I don't find that to be acceptable. If they if they go 10-7 at the end of the year, I'll go back and say, you know what? They were right. They did have to learn how to win, and they did as the year went along. But in real time, I frankly don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I think it's tough because Mike Vrabel shouldn't be learning how to win. Neither should Josh McDaniels. Neither should Steph Diggs,
right.
Milton Williams,
Ben Johnson,
won a Super Bowl.
In Chicago, first year as a head coach.
Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams combo has very few combined wins.
Vrabel's supposed to be a guy who knows how to win, comes in ready. That's the whole idea. He's ready-made head coach. He's not a first-time head coach.
Mayo last year with Drake May, there was definitely they need to learn how to win because they've never done it yet.
Yes.
And even though they got rid of a lot of their veteran guys, a lot of their veteran guys hadn't won. So you brought in a guy that just won a Super Bowl. You brought in veterans like Harold Landry and Robert Spillane and Steph Diggs himself, Morgan Moses. These guys have had a lot of NFL experience. Some with more wins than others, but still, they've been in the league a long time. They've been to the playoffs and things like that. So, I don't know. It's frustrating given the level of opponent, and it's one of the reasons why I thought the team would have a good record this year is because they play so many games against teams that are right there in the middle. So, you can't lose too many of them, or then you're right back to where you were last year. You know, that's what happened last year. You were one of the worst teams in the league, and those quote-unquote close games against other bad teams, it felt like you were on the wrong side of all of them.
Yeah, that is how it feels. So again, you guys can jump in. Is that an acceptable excuse? 617-779-7937. I think the more acceptable excuse, and again, I don't really fully know what's going on with Christian Gonzalez, but hey, we're missing our best player.
That's true.
And the defense, even though it buttoned things down after Pittsburgh's first couple of drives, at least outside of, you know, the game-winning drive when it really mattered, they seemed to tighten some things up. That, to me, is more acceptable. Like, hey, we don't have Christian Gonzalez. Now, you were still in all these games. You still could have won all of them. And so if you just executed properly and weren't so sloppy with turnovers and penalties, you could have won without Gonzalez. But to me, I'm much closer to that. You haven't had the only blue chipper you have on the entire roster, your best player on the roster. That one to me is more acceptable than we don't have any experience and we need to learn how to win. Diggs was also asked this. This is the tail end of his press scrum, I guess, outside his locker yesterday, Keith. And I believe we cut the question out because a teammate walked over at one point in time and kind of he started joking around in the middle of the answer. But Reese at the very end asks him almost like a planted question. Like, hey, oh, by the way, how difficult has the offseason been? I know you've had a really difficult offseason. How difficult was the offseason for you? And it just felt a little out of place. Here's the Diggs answer.
It was rough for me, you know what I'm saying? I went through a lot in the offseason. I was in like a real dark space for a little while, you know what I'm saying? I had to put myself out of it. I still kind of go through it here and there, but like my life could be a lot worse, you know what I'm saying? I'm blessed. I got a lot to look forward to each and every day. I got some beautiful kids. Got a beautiful support system. It's just, you know, I feel like my life ain't that hard. You know, there's a lot of people in the world that go through way worse things and on a daily basis. So for me, I just roll with the punches, you know what I'm saying?
A dark play? What's he talking about?
Well, I think when an athlete is coming off an injury the way they are rehabbing.
So you think he's talking about rehabbing the knee?
I think so. It could be anything. It's pretty open-ended. There's no follow-up there, but I feel like it would be that. I mean, he'd been really healthy his whole career, misses half a season last year, and then it's just working the whole time to get back. I thought you were talking about how busy his Father's Day is going to be next year. I thought that's where that was headed.
Why? He's not talking about the party boat and all that stuff?
I don't think so. I don't think it was really that. Nothing really ended up happening with that. You know, like we talked about it at the time. Mike Vrabel made that comment about like, hey, we need guys doing the right thing. He missed a thing and then he was there and then he was there the whole time. So I don't think he was talking about that.
Okay.
You know, the league's not looking into the pink cocaine. There was nothing really. It was like a story like a lot of things are for 24, 48 hours.
That blew up.
I think it was more him being like, am I going to ever be the same player that I was?
Interesting.
That's my take.
I mean, he still hasn't been to this point, but rehabbing, I would get that. He said he's in a dark place. Is that, again, you know, his party boat with the pink cocaine?
I don't know.
the Tusi,
yeah,
as it were. If you search around on the interwebs, there's other wild accusations out there. I don't know if he was referencing that in any way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've caught any of those videos.
So that video I didn't watch. I saw it pop up. Should I watch that? But I saw the other one that was like...
I don't know how much of it's accurate or inaccurate, but I'd give it a view.
Does he have a new four-month-old, and then he also has another lady that he's going to have his baby in addition to Cardi B? Did I read that right?
It's three new children?
Well, that's what I saw.
Oh, okay.
No. So Cardi B's pregnant, as is another former lover of his, according to the internet.
Nice.
And then there's another one that had a baby not too long
ago. 4 months old.
Yeah.
So that's
what I read.
That's a busy father.
Anybody else see that? No. That's what I saw. It's the internet, so it could be wrong.
Speaking of D Glove.
Yeah.
Maybe mix that in.
You see, Cardi B was doing the Call Her Daddy podcast.
No.
Wearing a Steph Diggs jersey.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she's wearing a Diggs jersey.
Good for those two.
Yeah, so they
I
seem
think
to
those two
good.
Wild kids are going to make
she
it.
She might even be at the game on Sunday. All seriousness.
She might be. Maybe that's what would turn the tide for the home field advantage.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great. 1-0 with Cardi B in the house.
And yeah, her
at that point.
Her and Robert could start dancing again like they've done in the past.
I don't see why not.
It could be like a celebratory dance maybe out at midfield. They could do that.
That'd be excellent.
They really seem to enjoy each other's company.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what was Diggs referencing there away from the field? You can discuss it, 617-779-7937. I asked you this earlier. One thing I was pleased with Diggs yesterday is I liked all his answers, Keith, about, and they tried to ask a bunch of different ways about the targets he's gotten, his involvement in the offense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Offense. I don't have it right in front of me, but I think targets have gone 7-5-3 or something like that in the first three games. They've gone down as the trend line. The production has gone down. They've lost a couple of games. And a couple of different ways they tried to ask him about, are you getting enough looks? Are you involved enough? Do you want to be more involved? And he gave a great answer about, look, I just try to eat what's on my plate. More plate talk.
I like a good plate talk.
But I try to just eat what's on my plate. He's like, now you put it on my plate, I'm going to eat everything, including the crumbs. So don't expect any crumbs on there.
Nice.
But... I can't worry about what others get for opportunity. I just got to do the best that I can with my opportunity. And look, I've been kind of waiting for him to kick and scream and complain about the targets he's getting. And I was pretty satisfied with those answers. I don't know if deep down he really feels that way. His track record at other stops would tell me he probably doesn't really feel that way. But at least coming off a loss and a bad one at that, he's saying the right things, which I wasn't sure he would do.
No, I think he's been 100% answering things the right way. I think he's patient and maybe even more patient than we thought he was going to be. But if you go back to when they signed him, and this is where I view like maybe the, sort of the dark times, was also he's rehabbing. Nobody around the league was really interested. The Patriots were the only team he visited. Remember they asked him about that?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I was really just here. All the teams wanted me. Like, who? Well,
he's
no,
like,
really
that was my only visit.
Yeah, so yeah. Like that was the only team. So I probably was pretty shocking to him. And I remember at that time we were like, I personally like the signing. Maybe he has to start the year on the PUP list and then he returns and maybe you get 13 games out of him. Well, he's already played in every game, so maybe he's even thinking, I'm a little ahead of schedule. So yeah, I don't have that 100-yard game. I don't have a touchdown, but I've played in all three games.
Yeah.
And so that's a good start, but it is going to be one of those things. Just like with the team, if he is putting up, you know, 5 catches for 50 yards and they win, I think you can keep that up for a while. If it's 3 catches on 3 targets for 28 yards and you somehow lose to the Panthers, then I wouldn't blame him for freaking out. At that point, I'd freak out with him.
3 targets isn't enough. I mean, I would actually agree with him on that.
But you also have to win, and right now they're 1-2. So like that's when problems really start to creep up a lot more.
So the way you just put it is probably fair. I did not think he would, and I was wrong. I didn't think he'd be back in time for week one. When we were talking about receivers to sign in the offseason, yeah. I thought he was going to miss 4, 5, 6 games. Easy. So he's already back. So maybe the production is gravy on top of it. But I do want him more involved. I think this week is a good week to do it. You sit down, Pop Douglas, and you give those targets to Steph Diggs, Hunter Henry. Focus more of the offense to those two. If you want to throw to Booty and Hollins here and there, go for it. But Ramondre, you're out. Pop, you're out. Efton Chisholm, you're active, but probably not on the field. And so throw to Travion Henderson, throw to those other guys, and that's the offense, at least in the passing game. That's how I do it. Question for you.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously take that call. Go ahead.
All right, let's go to Richard in Salisbury. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Richard.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Great. Pretty great.
Just want to let you know, because it's been, I guess it's surfaced again, the whole thing about his pink cocaine on the boat. I had actually referenced it back when it happened, and it's kind of it's actually, if you Google African pink salt, it is
Himalayan pink salt.
Salt from,
I know Himalayan pink salt.
African. Oh, okay. Hmm.
So the belief is that if you use this salt, it acts like a Viagra for you.
Nice.
I'm thinking maybe I'd like to try me some of that cocaine.
Then what were the ladies doing with it?
Why were they asking?
What do they need?
Why were they asking for some of it?
What is that going to do to them?
I don't know.
That's throw off the whole
very
balance.
Good question. I'll have to do some research on that. Mark in Warwick, hello.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's pretty great.
So I know you guys were mentioning the veterans and stuff that they picked up and everything like that, and I believe that the biggest thing that's hurting the team, not only besides the Ramondre Stevenson issues, but these veterans don't bring culture to the team as, like, a true veteran should. I feel like the locker room is just dead. I feel like there's more issues in the locker room than a team-building aspect, and I don't think it's allowing some of these young guys who can fit in these roles to make an impact.
What issues in the locker room are you referring to? What issues are you talking about?
He said he thinks there are some.
Like with Diggs and stuff like that, just
I don't think Diggs,
I mean, if it's not in the locker room.
I don't think Diggs is a problem at all.
Not yet. He tends to be wherever he goes.
No,
but
I'm not saying it won't be. I'm saying right now I don't think he is. I think the locker room's
who would
fine.
You? If there's no culture, and I'll be honest, I don't really know. They're not winning, and they're sloppy. I'll agree with all those things. I don't know if they have a good culture or not. If they don't have a good culture, and we get like halfway through the year, and we're like, boy, they have a culture problem. Who do we blame for that?
Vrabel. Yeah.
Last year we were blaming Mayo.
Yeah.
And I think we were right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
This year, if that happens again, it's I'm not gonna. I mean, the players are obviously on the list. But Vrabel, you pick the players.
Yeah, I don't think they have any.
You're in charge of the team. If they have a bad culture, that's Vrabel.
No, their issues right now are turnovers, penalties, and missed tackles. I don't think there's anything like somebody like they don't have a Rafael Devers on the team.
Nope, I don't think.
I don't. Well, no, not that we have been made aware of.
Good news, by the way, Keith. They never practice in pads, and today they are because it's a little. It's a little bit rainy out there.
It is a little wet.
They are practicing indoors today.
Good.
So that'll be good. I'm sure
no helmets probably.
That'll get them back to exactly what they need to do.
A little touch football indoors. That's good.
You know,
that'll help the team.
Why you have a fumbling problem? Why practice outside in the rain?
Why
would you do that?
I wouldn't be slippery.
Stay inside where it's dry.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where the game will be on Sunday.
Right. Yeah.
Guys, we're moving the game in the bubble.
So it's a little bit rainy out there. And I know everybody freaks out when they get on the roads.
Yeah.
We all have to drive 20 miles an hour when there's some rain on the
road. When Bill Belichick was here, he'd have big buckets of water. He'd dump the balls in there, get them all wet. Now, they've gone soft.
617-779-7937. We'll get to all your feedback here coming up. You can also jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. They'll talk to Tommy Curran at 3:30 today, so stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
My name is Grab. Grab Bag.
When Bill Belichick was here, he'd have big buckets of water. He'd dump the balls in there, get them all wet. Now, they've gone soft.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.